Welcome to the Census Watchdogs press call. My name is John, and I'll be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you do have a question, press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Please note the conference is being recorded. And now I'll turn the call over to Thomas Sines.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Thomas Sines. I'm President and General Counsel of MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and we are pleased to join our colleagues on the call today to announce the launch of an unprecedented coalition focused on census data confidentiality protection. These are over 275 prominent civic leaders, both organizations and individuals, who have agreed to sign a pledge to ensure, to the extent possible, that the confidentiality of census data is preserved. As you all may be aware, federal code in Title 13 provides rigorous protections of census data confidentiality. Individual household data must be preserved confidential for 72 years and cannot be used for any purpose other than the Census Bureau's aggregation of data to create the statistics that are so important to our country. That rigorous federal protection has been in place for many years, and those who are on the call and those who have signed the pledge do not anticipate that there will be any violation of that law. However, in an era of heightened distrust of the federal government, we know that some in the community, not as well aware of the law, not as well aware of the long tradition and important sacrosanct data of the Census Bureau, and not aware of the penalties involved for violating federal law, may not trust that that federal law will protect their data. That's why these 275-plus civic leaders have come together to reassure the public that from the outside, they will act as a watchdog coalition to determine if there is ever a credible indication of a violation of census confidentiality, and if there is such an indication, to step in with all the influence that they have as folks outside of government. These prominent individuals and organizations would then work together in light of any potential breach to ensure through transparency, investigation, and litigation if necessary, to ensure that there is no longer a continued breach of confidentiality and any such breach is prevented in the future. This unprecedented coalition comes together because of a belief in the incredible importance of including every household and every member of every household in Census 2020. As you all are aware, our political representation over the next decade, as well as the distribution of billions, indeed trillions, of federal dollars over the course of the next decade are determined by participation in the census and the data that's provided by households throughout the country. It's simply so important that everyone be counted, that these prominent individuals and organizations have come together to assure the public, the communities, that in fact census data will be protected and will be confidential. This super watchdog coalition will work together throughout this year to ensure, to the extent possible from the outside, using all of their influence, that there is no breach of census data confidentiality. It is now my great pleasure to introduce our next speaker, someone whom you all are all no doubt aware of, the Executive Director of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. My pleasure to introduce Vanita Gupta.
Vanita. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tom. Good morning, everyone, and thank you, as Tom said, President and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. I want to give special thanks to Tom and MALDEF for helping to spearhead this whole effort, and to Asian Americans Advancing Justice for leading the discussion with all of us today. This is a really important convening of a watchdog coalition of more than 275 civil rights organizations, civic leaders, elected officials, and state and local groups that are pledging to help monitor and protect the confidentiality of 2020 census data. Individual census responses are protected by some of the strictest confidentiality protections in federal law, and as advocates, we know how to help enforce them. this coalition of census watchdogs is using the very best tools in our collective arsenal. It's our political influence, our legal expertise, and our dedication to vulnerable communities to ensure that people feel comfortable participating in the 2020 census. We've done it before when we worked collectively to prevent the citizenship question from being added to the 2020 census. Everyone should know that by law, your individual responses can't be shared with ICE, law enforcement, landlords, or public benefits providers. And the Census Bureau has a legal responsibility to keep the personal data that it collects confidential, which we know it takes very seriously. But we're on the watch to help that no one interferes with that obligation. And while we don't anticipate that they will, it is important for the public to know just how vigilant we will be. After the news of the citizenship question broke many months ago, the leadership conference helped organize more than 250,000 people in groups to urge the Commerce Department to drop the questions. And several organizations, including MALDEF and AAJC, challenged that decision. And when the case went up to the Supreme Court, we were involved in the leadership conference and the Brennan Center, along with nearly 200 other organizations, submitted a friend of the court brief supporting the lower court's decision. We mobilized, we rallied, we fought, and we won. And we saw the power of people prevailing over nefarious actors trying to rig our democracy, but we didn't stop there. And right now, we know that every person in America must be counted. We're doubling down in our work to ensure and reassure that all communities, that census participation is safe and necessary and will be kept confidential. There's really too much at stake to risk an inaccurate count, from the vital federal funding for safe roads and hospitals and schools to the apportionment of political power to data that's needed to enforce civil rights protections. And we know that the communities the census has missed time and time again are our communities. So we have a lot at stake and even more reason to organize. We need to make sure that everyone understands the 2020 census, the whole process, the strong federal laws that protect our data, and the importance of being counted. In preparation for the 2020 census, we launched Census Counts, which is a campaign that brings together community-based organizations across a wide spectrum of advocacy: civil rights, immigrant, LGBTQ, disability, infant and child, poverty and homelessness, faith-based, labor, healthcare, education, youth groups, and more. And through education, training, organizing, and outreach, these organizers and advocates are working to ensure that historically missed communities are counted in the 2020 census. As trusted national and local messengers, Census Counts organizations are able to communicate the facts and importance of the census, provide resources to facilitate participation, and address community members' concerns. CensusCounts.org has an extensive catalog of 2020 resources so that folks can learn how to engage. We have an in-house policy team that is dedicated to the census that works closely with members of Congress to ensure census oversight and also convenes the business, faith, legal, civil rights, and tech communities, among others, to take action on critical time-sensitive funding and planning issues. But more than ever, it falls on all of us to fight for this inclusive democracy. And the Census Act enshrines strong protections for data confidentiality. Census Bureau employees are barred from sharing personal census information with any federal, state, or local government agency or official, outside entity, or court of law for any reason. And no government agency or court may use individual census responses to the detriment of an individual or household. The Leadership Conference, our partners, the 275-plus people that have and institutions that have signed on to be a part of this coalition we're launching today, are committed to challenging any actions by the administration that would violate these laws. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vanita. It's now my pleasure to introduce an important leader of our watchdog coalition, the head of Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC. I will note that AAJC is one of the organizations that's also operating a census hotline, and those hotlines will be working closely with this watchdog coalition to bring to our attention any allegations of violations of census data confidentiality. That's an important mechanism for this watchdog coalition to use to, again, reassure the public that from the outside we will work to ensure that the strong federal laws protecting confidentiality are followed. It's my pleasure to introduce the leader of the AJC, John C. Yang. John.
Thank you very much, Tom, and thank you, Benia and Tom, for all of your work. It is always wonderful to be in partnership with both of you. And good morning to everyone. Thank you all for joining the call. We hope that you and your family are healthy and safe in this unprecedented environment. My name is John C. Yang. I am the President and Executive Director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAAC. Our mission is to advance the civil and human rights for Asian Americans and to build and promote a fair and equitable society for all. The Census Bureau's own research shows that mistrust among communities of color is heightened. Mistrust, misunderstanding, and misinformation are the perfect storm for our communities to be undercounted. Census operations are underway, but we continue to hear concerns reverberating through our communities of color, particularly the Asian American community, about the privacy of their information when filling out the 2020 census. For communities that include undocumented immigrants and individuals in mixed-status households, the mistrust is understandable. It is also well documented, from the Japanese American incarceration during World War II to the citizenship question that we, along with MALDEF and many other organizations, helped defeat last year. It is important to remind our communities about the legal protections that do exist to protect their responses to the 2020 census. This pledge should instill confidence in our communities that we are here to protect our communities and fight if necessary. Title 13 of the U.S. Code prohibits any officer or employee of the Department of Commerce and the Census Bureau or local government census liaisons from using information collected for any purpose other than producing statistical data. And more importantly, the Bureau and its employees are not allowed to share personal census responses with agency or official, outside entity, or court of law for any reason. In addition, to help Asian Americans respond to the census and ensure our community is accurately counted, as Tom referred to serve as a crucial resource for individuals who have questions or concerns. Our hotline, 844-2020-API, or 844-202-0274, is available in English, Mandarin, Cantonese, Korean, Vietnamese, Tagalog, Urdu, Hindi, and Bengali or Bangla. We are here to help the community any way that we can. Now, COVID-19 has forced the Census Bureau and nonprofit organizations, like all of ours, to be nimble in our efforts to get our communities to participate in the census. Much of our work has gone digital as Census Day approaches on April 1st. Our website, www.countus2020.org, has published additional resources and updated our information to reflect the latest updates from the Census Bureau. Our fact sheets are available in 23 different languages, including Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander languages. And our webinars, blogs, and PSAs explain what the Asian American community needs to know about filling out the census and why it is vital to our communities. The best time to fill out the census is now. COVID-19 has forced us indoors for our safety, and we can use our time productively. It only takes several minutes to fill out the census. In fact, I filled out the census for a family of four, along with my children watching it in a little bit over 8 minutes. As we all share concern for the health and safety of our family, friends, and neighbors, and worry about the economic impact of the pandemic, we can do something now to contribute to our long-term economic and community prosperity by filling out the census. It is important that we have robust participation because each census response is a piece of puzzle that, when completed, creates a picture of who we are as Americans and what we need to do about the changing and growing needs of our community. From funding for college financial aid, hospitals, roads, and community centers, to where to put the next schools or businesses, a full and accurate 2020 census helps to respond to the specific needs of our families and neighbors. Now, while everyone fills out the census, this coalition will ensure that their responses will stay confidential and protected. We will use every tool in our arsenal to achieve that end. We want to make sure that every adult and child is counted fairly and accurately, and that this is fundamental to the future prosperity of our diverse nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. And I should point out that this Watchdog Coalition will also be working with three other organizations operating census hotlines in English, Spanish, and Arabic, with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, and the Arab American Institute. that will be an important mechanism, the availability of hotlines in all of those languages, to work to ensure that confidentiality is preserved. Our next speaker reflects the influence and breadth of our coalition. We have put together prominent individuals, including 4 former Secretaries of Commerce, 5 former Census Bureau directors, and numerous prominent civic leaders, both organizations and individuals, coming together to ensure that confidentiality is preserved. It's my pleasure to introduce one of our pledge signers, one of our most prominent pledge signers, well-known actor, author, and activist, George Takei. George.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all the members of the Watchdog Coalition for the important service that you're rendering. I am the Chairman Emeritus of the Japanese American National Museum, a member of the Japanese American Citizens League, and an activist in the Asian American community and the minority community for many, many decades. We've been talking about the confidentiality and how well protected it is, but we need to understand the history of that confidentiality. During the Second World War, when Pearl Harbor was bombed, Japanese Americans, Americans of Japanese ancestry, were looked at with suspicion and fear and outright racism. That swept throughout the country, and an executive order was signed by the President of the United States ordering all Japanese Americans on the West Coast to be summarily rounded up and imprisoned in American concentration camps. I was one of them, and I'm very mindful of that history, where the census figures of the Japanese American community was shared with the Secret Service, which helped the incarceration of the Japanese Americans. And we were innocent Americans who had nothing to do with Pearl Harbor. But under the guise of national security, the confidentiality of the census was breached. We have that history, and so there is some reticence among older Japanese Americans about the census. And so we have been working hard to emphasize to them that there is the most robust, the strongest protection of the census figures today, plus with organizations such as the Watchdog, the organizations that make up the Watchdogs Task Force, to give oversight and monitoring to the protection of the census figure. We need to be active and active participants in the census count to make sure that it is accurate. And I emphasize that we are individually beneficiaries of that accurate count, because as individuals and as a community, we benefit from it directly in terms of federal funding for so many of the services that are government funded, social services, healthcare services, particularly today now under the very traumatic circumstances that we are going through now, right now with the coronavirus situation. The accuracy of that count is vitally important to the funding that we get to support the battle to fight this pandemic. It also supports public transportation and a myriad of other services. And so we have that particular responsibility to absolutely ensure the security of the census numbers. We want it to be accurate, we want it to be precise, and we want it to be the kind of numbers that we can rely on to get fair and equitable funding for the various projects that the government funds. And we emphasize particularly with that history, the importance of the mission of this coalition, the security of confidentiality pledge is vitally important, and I'm proud to be a part of this effort to assure for the next decade the accuracy of that count. And I appreciate on behalf of all of the minority communities, whether it be ethnic minority or economic minority or faith minority or the LGBTQ minority, that we must have the fullest participation in the 2020 census count. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George, and thank you for recounting for us the unfortunate history with respect to census confidentiality from World War II. But I think it's important for us to note that there is now no national security exception to federal law protecting census data confidentiality, but this important watchdog coalition, as you've indicated, will work to ensure that any threat to census data confidentiality is called out, is challenged, and is prevented. Now, our coalition, our watchdog coalition, includes a number of state and local elected officials, and our next speaker comes from the Illinois State Legislature. She is chair of the Census and Redistricting Committee of the National Conference of State Legislatures, Illinois State Representative Carol Ammons. Carol.
Good morning. Good morning to all, and thank you all for convening this conversation. It is so critical at this time for us to really talk about and highlight the protections that are built into the census. Let me say that I have already completed my census form. I have called my family members, my daughter, also, and my sisters to complete their census. This is so critical for the African American community, along with what has been said already. I want to highlight something very important to our community that was brought up by the historical recount of Mr. Take. I want to say that for African American communities, the census has been a very difficult part for us to participate in because of our long battle of recognition with the United States government. Following Reconstruction, immediately following the Civil War, in the 20th century, African Americans experienced a significant reduction in undercount as we had been labeled three-fifths in the Constitution. And that is an important thing to remember, because during that time, the South wanted to make sure that they could count their enslaved people, but only to a certain degree would they count them for the benefit of the South. We as African Americans must reclaim our full representation in the United States by completing our census form and recognizing that every single person in your family represents resources and dollars that are so needed in the African American community. And with less vigilance on the issue of the census, we are not able to restore our communities to the dignity that they deserve and the environment and life that they should have. The census represents those dollars to our community. In Illinois, we established a complete count committee for which I sit on at the state level as well. And the important part of that is that the state of Illinois, along with all of our states across this country, have to invest dollars at this time especially to make sure that families know that the census is taking place and that you can, by a measure of a few minutes, complete your census while we are under stay-at-home orders in the state of Illinois. We can complete that census. It only took me less than 5 minutes to complete it for my family, as well as to contact my family members and let them know as well to complete their census. The important part about this coalition, though, that really, really highlights what is needed to protect the data that comes, it is protected by federal law, and people are should not be concerned at this time about whether their information will be leaked to other agencies, as this federal law protects the information, and anyone who violates it is subject to up to 5 years in prison and could pay $250,000 in fines. And we as a coalition, certainly as state legislators, are adamant about protecting our communities and making sure that this information does not go to ICE or the Department of Corrections or any other state or federal agency to be used for nefarious purposes. And so we are committed to making sure the census is not only completed in a complete count method, but it also is protected so that people can feel comfortable and safe in answering the census. Let me just clarify for those who are listening that it is important for us as legislators and just general community members to pay attention to some of the most important things that we do, and this one is done every 10 years, meaning that if we do not complete our census forms, we will not be able to recapture and recollect any of the dollars that we will lose in that decade that will happen between now and the next census. So it is etched in the souls of this nation that we as Black people, who were initially considered three-fifths of a human being, have to be counted as full participating human beings in the United States under this census count. And the question that we have to answer is whether our communities will receive the appropriate representation, the appropriate dollars, the appropriate local control that we deserve that comes as a result of this count. Today, African Americans are grossly underrepresented in the census, and we must correct this. Black voters are a key constituency that we must protect our political representation, and that is designated also by way of completing the census count. And so for those who are listening, we must participate. We have to go all out. And this coalition will go out to protect the information that is collected. And you have received on this call several lines that you can call if you feel that your information has been shared with other organizations or other governmental entities like ICE or Department of Corrections or probation or any other governmental agency that may use it for other reasons other than what is necessary for our communities. Remember, the Lawyers Committee's number is 888-COUNT-20. That's 888-COUNT-20, and you can get your information to a Lawyers Committee. And we thank you all for being on this call, and certainly thank you for allowing me to participate.
Thank you, Representative Adams. Our final speaker, before we take questions, is another signer of the pledge, a prominent leader, who is working with us to ensure that census data confidentiality is preserved, that we are watching from the outside to ensure it is preserved. She's a prominent national immigration activist, the director of advocacy, development, and communications with the Dream.us. My pleasure to introduce Gabby Pacheco. Gabby.
Thank you so much, Tom. And, you know, I just want to thank MALDEF, the Leadership Conference, AAJC, and everyone else, the over 275 national leaders who have signed on to this pledge. And I want to share it with all of you today as a proud Latina who immigrated to the U.S. close to 30 years ago that my family and I made sure that we were counted in our last census. And even though some of our family members were undocumented, we filled out that form. We did it because of the importance of being counted. Today, Latinos have been undercounted for decades, and this is a huge disadvantage to us, to our communities, to our families, and our neighborhoods. And as I fill out the census this year, I'm going to do it thinking about our children, their future, and the value that, as a member of this community, we have. And I tell you, we have to be counted because of the importance of this. You know, the Latino children in particular are usually among the most undercounted populations in the United States. And that's something very scary for us because right now, 56.5 million Latinos, of those, 25% of those, 54 million, are K-12 students. And as you've heard, we need everyone to take part of the census because of our essential rights are at stake. And critical funding and resources for our community have been historically low because we've been undercounted. So as I share with you why I get counted and why I want you all to be counted, I want you to really, really think about our children. This is not going to affect them today. This is going to affect them in 10, 20, 30 years. So you have to think about that. You have to think about our collective community. And you have to fill out the census. And while you do it, you have to know and understand that we got your back. I want to say something in Spanish really briefly, in case we have Spanish language media and in case we have folks who do not speak English. Pero tenemos que protegernos y sabemos que ustedes van a tener personas como nosotros que vamos a ser sus guardianes del censo. Y nosotros tenemos y debemos llenar el censo porque cada vez que se llena ese censo, nosotros lo estamos haciendo por nuestros hijos, por nuestra comunidad, por nosotros mismos. Hay que hacerlo por ti, hay que hacerlo por nuestra comunidad y por tus hijos. Entonces, este año no tengas miedo, nosotros vamos a protegerte y vamos a asegurarnos que el censo, cuando lo llenes, no te pase nada. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Gabby. And thank you to all of our speakers who represent over 275 signers of the Census Data Confidentiality Protection Pledge and who say with one voice that we have your back. When you understand how important it is to participate in Census 2020, and when you take that important step of including every member of your household in your response to the census, if you have any concerns whatsoever about confidentiality, we have your back. And that's the unified message from over 275 civic leaders, organizations, and individuals. At this point, we will take questions. Moderator?
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you do have a question, press star then one on your touch tone phone. Once again, that's star then one on your touch tone phone. One moment as we poll for questions. And at this time, I have no questions in queue.
Okay. Any of our speakers like to make a final remark? If not, I want to thank again Vanita Gupta, John Yang, George Takei, Carol Ammons, and Gabby Pacheco, who are prominent representatives of over 275 signers of the Census Data Confidentiality Protection Pledge, who have agreed to work as a super watchdog from the outside to monitor and respond to any indication of potential breach of census data confidentiality, which is otherwise protected by the strongest federal laws in Title 13, providing for criminal penalties and fines if there is ever any violation or misuse of census household data. We are confident that with this coalition, we will ensure together that census data confidentiality is preserved from any threat whatsoever, and we are confident then that every member of every household can and must be counted in Census 2020. On behalf of this coalition, I thank you all for your attendance.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating, and you may now disconnect.